Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring you to them today here on the C2P platform. Today we're going to Louisiana Tech. We're going to be joined with Cedric Cooper, their standout free safety. He's also invited down to the East-West Shrine Game. And you folks know, if you're in the mood to work for the NFL, this is the best prospect a guy can have, is getting yourself down to St. Petersburg and showcasing your skills in front of those scouts. But with that said, Mr. Cooper, welcome to the show. What was it like getting that invitation, knowing that you're going down to St. Pete's?
Oh, man, it was really exciting getting that invitation, man. I was just really ecstatic and ready to perform and showcase my talent.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. And then, obviously, you get to finish the Shriners Hospital. I'm not going to lie to you. When I go down there, I have a hard time getting in the mood to work because everything's located on the beach. Like, you'll stay on the beach. You're on, you know, you're right there. So it's kind of hard to defer, you know, change the mindset. So that's me. Hopefully it doesn't happen to you. And a little bit more advice, make sure you stay in the lobby because that's where all the scouts are going to be. That way they can talk to you. You can give them a nice handshake and say, hey, man, I'm the guy you should take. But because you laugh about it, but trust me, these guys sit down there hoping you guys come through. But you guys have long days. You just want to kind of get some rest. So, I mean, let's go back to when you first started playing. I mean, were you a Pop Warner Pee Wee standout?
Yes, sir. I had played Pop Warner football. I actually played high school football for only 2 years, my junior and my senior year. But I played football throughout my whole life. You know, it always was something that my mom always influenced me to do, basketball, football, track. I was just always an active kid.
Nice. I'm curious, how did you kind of not play all 4 years in high school? How did that come about?
You know, I thought I was a basketball player, so, you know, I was more focused on basketball, and I didn't want to get hurt or anything, so I just decided to stick with basketball. But my coach from high school, he was like, you know, man, you should really come play football. You got good size, good measurables. And I was like, you know, that sounds like a good idea. I can probably do something with this. So I decided to go and play my junior year, and I just blew up from there.
Definitely, and look at you now. You're a couple weeks away from going down to St. Petersburg for the, I think, 70th East-West Shrine Game. So excellent stuff, man. You definitely made the right choice there. So how do you kind of start finding yourself at the free safety spot? I'm sure you played many roles growing up, but how did you kind of finally transition and that was the position you know you're going to excel at?
Oh, well, actually, when I first got to high school, you know, they had me at the linebacker position, and they said the best player on the defense played free safety. So I moved there like 2-3 weeks into the season, and it became natural to me. You know, I had a knack for the ball, just always around the ball. Just my instincts were good, and that's just how I kind of developed like that skill at that position, just always around the ball.
Nice. And you're still around the ball, 63 tackles, second on the team this year. So you're definitely a guy that knows how to identify. Once again, Cedric Cooper, the standout free safety for Louisiana Tech, joining us here on the C2P. You folks out there listening, if you want another delve at this show, you guys can listen to it at Blog Talk Radio or iTunes. You just simply type in his name and you under those formats, and it will pop up. And then we'll be featuring this draft bio page at College to Pro as well, so you know a little bit more about this young man as he makes his path towards the 2018 NFL Draft. What's it like hearing that name, your name in the NFL? I mean, childhood dream at some point, and how does it feel knowing that you're so close to it?
It feels unbelievable. I always knew that I wanted to play in the NFL, but I just never been here before, and it just felt unbelievable. Man, I can't explain it. Words can't explain how I feel right now.
I'm sure it has to be a pretty darn exciting time, especially with everything in front of you. I ask this question of every guest that we have on the show. I mean, if we put you in the film room right now with some NFL teams, NFL scouts, what do you think they're going to love? What's that stuff that's going to pop off the tape where they're just going to look at you and go, Cedric, we just love this?
on my ability to go out there and tackle. You know, that's something I cherish. That's something that the past safeties from the past years at our school, we take pride in, and that's going out there and just tackling and wanting to tackle and just trying to hit people hard. You know, just that aggression for the game, that love, the intensity we bring.
Nice. And how about Xavier? I mean, you know, Xavier Woods, he was your teammate last year, also a Shrine invite. How much do you still talk with him? And how much, you know, being in the backfield on the secondary with him and seeing him progress, I mean, did that kind of help you with the mindset that, you know, not that you're saying you're better than him or anything, but in terms of, hey, you know what, we were teammates, we're basically on the same playing level, I saw him do it, I can do it. Did that help at all?
Oh, yeah, you know, but Xavier, he taught me a lot, man. He taught me how to study film. You know, he was always like a big brother to me. He actually took care of me, you know, like teaching me how to eat right, you know, teaching me how to lift right. He just always been like that big brother world to me, and I kind of took all that from his game and added it to my game.
That's cool. When's the last time you spoke with him?
Actually, last time I spoke was before the bowl game we played. We had went to the starter, the new facility, and he had gave us a little tour around there.
Nice. Pretty cool facility, huh?
Yeah, that's real nice.
Excellent stuff. And I asked this as well. I mean, do you get comparisons? Is there anybody out there at the next level that, when you watch them, you kind of say, hey, I see a little bit of myself in these guys?
Some guys, you know, Kentrell Bryce, you know, he's always been a role model to me. I kind of look up to him. I watch a lot of his film, see what he's doing out there at the next level, because I looked up to him and I played beside him for 2 years, and I know what he can do, and I just try to take a little from his game and add it to mine.
Definitely, and then you got to think about it. That defensive staff's doing a pretty good job of putting NFL safeties in the pros, huh?
Yeah, true.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Well, like I said, I mean, we just listed you. I mean, you know, I assume you're going to be there as well. I mean, that's three guys in the last so many years. I mean, that's an pretty impressive statistic. Going into a Saturday, what was the defensive coaches? You know, what did the staff ask of you? I mean, kind of take us into a little bit of game prep as much as you could, you know, kind of delve into.
The staff, you know, they just tell me to do my job. They tell me not to go out there and try to do too much. Just tell me to do my job. You know, whatever role I'm playing that week, whether it's linebacker, nickelbacker, or safety, you know, they just tell me to go out there and do what I do. Do my job, create plays for us, and let the plays come, you know, try to force it. Well, that's really what they tell me on a Saturday. And they tell me just lead the team, and just let it come natural. Don't try to force anything.
Nice. And we talked about, you know, what scouts see Cedric on film. Does anything go unnoticed? Is there anything that you weren't able to reveal? I mean, maybe the defensive system, the scheme, the schematics of it all didn't allow you to showcase skills. I mean, are there some of the things that you wish you could have just done a little bit more because you know that might be something that's brought up during this process that you'll have to prove?
Things I could have done a little bit more. I didn't have the opportunity to make a lot of plays this year because the ball, we played against a lot of running offenses. So I kind of wish we had more opportunity to play against some passing teams so I can showcase my covering ability. But that's about it, you know, just showcasing that cover skill and showing that I can cover and that I can go up against the top receivers and make an impact on the game.
Excellent stuff. Awesome stuff. Once again, Louisiana Tech free safety, Cedric Cooper here on the C2P. As we get up close and personal, find out a little bit more about this young man. Again, he's heading down to St. Petersburg, Florida, as he accepts his invitation to the 2017 or 2018, I should say, East-West Shrine Game. And again, it's a wonderful opportunity for him to rub elbows with scouts as they get to know this young man and they get to see him on the field. Have you gave a glance of the roster, and is there anybody you're exciting to just to get to know or see up close and play with or against?
I haven't took a glance at the roster yet. You know, I try not to pay attention too much to it, but there's one guy who plays for Miami, and I know our old defensive coordinator was there. He by the name of Chad Thomas. I listen to his music. He's actually an artist, so I listen to his. I'm really excited to meet him and see what he's like.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Yeah. And how about in terms of, you know, getting ready for, you know, I mean, I think afterwards you'll probably start your training for, you know, combine, pro days, all that type of stuff. But have you chosen a facility to kind of do your combine prep at, or are you going to stay at school? How do you kind of plan on tackling that?
Yeah, I had chosen a facility in Dallas, MJP. He's a former Olympian, and I'm just going there, you know, trying to work on my speed, explosion, get faster in those areas, you know, improve those skill sets.
Yeah, Michael and those guys do a fantastic job. So, yeah. I mean, I know you want to get bigger, stronger, and faster, but is there anything that you really kind of want to, you know, home in on and really, I guess, excel at out of those three?
I say my diet and getting faster. You know, my diet is going to be real big, you know, eating three times a day on a real strict diet, just staying committed to that, and definitely getting faster. You know, they have me projected as not a fast safety, and I want to prove them wrong and do real good in that aspect.
Hey, man, we're almost out of time, and, man, I was excited when I found out we were going to hook up because, like I said, I think very highly, I think you got a bright future. But with that said, we always like to throw a couple lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
I'm ready.
All right. Now, this question I think you guys usually like answering the most, female celebrities. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
Oh, man, y'all trying to get me in trouble. any female celebrity, probably I would have to go with Beyonce. You know, always growing up as a child, you know, she's always been the most beautiful person, but I would have to go with Beyonce.
Yeah, just so you know, you're not alone. She's usually the name that's given by the most guys on the show, so they said, I don't know if you guys would want to take her. She'd have so many lunches, it'd be almost hard for her to keep the weight down. I don't know. That might be a tricky thing. So we do a lot of shows, and we ask that question a lot, and her name usually comes up to the top. How about this one? Your cleats, your spikes, if you could have anything sprayed on there, any kind of paint, any kind of theme, what kind of idea would you want to display on your shoes?
What I would want to display is NLB, is Never Leave My Brothers. And that's just kind of how I live my life, you know, every day. I try to take care of my brothers, try to lead them in the right path, and just try to be family-oriented throughout my life and just be together as one.
Nice, man. I like that. Very nice answer. And then the final question before we let you go, Coach Holtz, does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Holtz? And if they do, would they do it in front of him? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Did you hear the question on Coach Holtz?
Yeah, yes, I heard it. I was saying, you know, we got a guy named Boston Scott. He has always been an impersonation of our coach. And, like, you know, after practice or something, you know, he'll be like, what are we doing? And our coach will always say something like that. But it'd be real nice to know that we could come together and joke around.
Yeah, that's cool stuff, man. Well, hey, man, we always like to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. Best of luck to you. Safe travels to St. Pete, and can't wait to see you down there.
Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Cedric Cooper, the standout free safety from Louisiana Tech. You know, we kind of mentioned he came to Bryson Woods, and I think he's just going to continue his path to, you know, these guys just producing NFL-quality safeties, and it's a testament to the coaching staff and the recruiting and the development of these young men as they kind of, you know, have the ability to, you know, make this jump from college to pro. But, again, fantastic talent. And you got to love how this kid comes across, so humble. And, you know, he talked about brotherhood. He talked about leadership. He gave so much credit back to the guys that led him. You can kind of probably tell that that's what he's done to the young guys going through that whole program as well. So I think those are going to be huge bonuses when he sits down with these scouts and they get to know him on a one-on-one basis. Again, if you want more of this show, you guys know iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. Shout out to our guest, Cedric Cooper. As always, thanks for listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.